RNC delegates riding in and out of downtown Cleveland on the RTA Red Line will be treated to an art display. It will only be a fleeting glimpse, but it's part of a public art project designed to last. In today's State of the Arts, we take a peek at some of the wall murals along the rail line. For weeks, Amber Esner has been gathering brushes and spray cans, strapping on a safety harness, and riding a bucket truck up, down, and along a 40-foot retaining wall. She's creating art beside the rapid tracks under East 9th Street in working conditions that are less than ideal.
You kind of get spooked every time the RTA goes past you, and then when you're trying to move the heavy machinery, the ground's uneven, but it's definitely a trip.
Esner is one of 19 artists working at 12 sites along the train tracks. They're racing to beautify the path in time for the Republican National Convention. The project is part of a $500,000 initiative of the City of Cleveland, the Cleveland Foundation, and the Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency. It's managed by the nonprofit Land Studios' Tiffany Graham.
We've been working on implementing public art along the Red Line for almost 2 years.
The concept predates Cleveland getting the RNC.
However, it was once we got the convention that we were really able to say, well, let's really make this public art plan something that comes to life.
For graphic artist Amber Esner, making a mural is a new challenge.
Well, my full-time job is a manager at a t-shirt shop. And I've actually never really painted before or done like a mural or anything like that. So this is definitely a first for me.
But not for another artist working nearby.
So my name's Aaron De La Cruz, and I'm a visual artist based out of San Francisco, California.
His mural is abstract, with geometric lines and symbols suggesting a made-up graphic language. And it's 90 feet tall.
I wanted something to be, when they pass by, it's like, whoa, like, what was that? You know, and kind of almost want to get back on the train and go the opposite way and just see it again.
Land Studios' Tiffany Graham cautions that you have to be on a train to see it.
To see it legally. As you can see, that's East 9th Street, and you can walk right down here. We do not encourage that.
But muralists were strongly encouraged to connect their giant paintings with big ideas. The Cleveland Foundation also sponsors the annual Anisfield Wolf Book Awards program, now in its 81st year, and wants the mural art to reflect award winners' insights on racism. Karen Long manages the awards. She says the public art will be part of an ongoing national conversation long after the RNC.
And the conversation is who gets to be at the table, who we exclude, who sits at the table, and who serves at the table. Enters all our lives, and this art is reflective of that.
I'm actually excited to be doing it.
That's Darius Stewart.
One of the local artists here.
He's shown his work in galleries.
And there's only a handful of people that actually go to galleries. Now it's for the everyday people, you know, some of the people I talk about in my work, that they actually get to see it.
Stewart's mural, inspired by John Edgar Wideman's poem Rain, features a boy on a swing.
The swing talks about me as a black person, how much energy I feel like me and my friends have spent to go back and forth and end up at the same place we started.
It was harder at first for Amber Esner to draw inspiration.
A lot of the poems were about being African American, and it's really hard for me to connect on that.
But then she turned to the last poem in Elizabeth Alexander's book American Sublime, titled The End.
It was about someone who had just recently lost someone, getting rid of the objects that were part of that relationship. It was kind of a subject that it doesn't matter what color you are or what race you are.
She paints a set of keys on her mural, a baseball glove, a pair of shorts, and a to and from tag from a friend who died.
That was a tag that Brandon had put on a gift for me. And it's just one of those little things that like sticks around where you kind of don't want to get rid of it.
Then there are those things that you have to get rid of. So RTA's also working to clear the rapid tracks of weeds, tires, mattresses, and fast food wrappers before the RNC. Land Studios' Tiffany Graham says the public-private partnership behind the Red Line murals will stay on track.
This is not a project that will go away after the RNC.
Public art is also planned along the blue and green rapid lines. And that's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.